Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talk to Billy Vasiliadis. He's the CEO of R&R Partners. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Vito De La Cruz, Fred Locken, and Paul Enos. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we focus on attracting high-tech companies to Northern Nevada. One vital amenity provided to companies at TRI is a connection to a complete digital fiber network. This gives the ability of unlimited bandwidth and voice services to every business. And what's charged for the installation of this valuable asset? Nothing. Zero. Nada. And that's a pretty good deal. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Billy Vasiliadis. He is the CEO of R&R Partners. Lots to talk to you about, but we're going to spend 2 days talking to you, so very happy to do that. Let's start out with tourism first. The gaming numbers came out last week as we air this, and there was a slight improvement for Southern Nevada. A lot of it was caused by Baccarat, but my bottom line is, hey, there was an increase. Great. What are your thoughts on where the gaming industry is right now in terms of have we bottomed out, or is there still a ways to go?
I think we've been trolling at bottom for a few months, probably since May. There was the first time in 23 months we've had an increase in the gaming numbers, nearly 2 years, and that in and of itself I think is significant. We've bottomed, but how long we troll bottom I think is anybody's guess. We're seeing little spikes. We're seeing little signs of improvement. CES, Consumer Electronics Show, was just in Las Vegas. They had they had higher attendance. They had rented more space. The room rates had crept up. So we're starting, and also the CES show manager said they had more orders, manufacturing orders, than they've had in a while. So we're seeing some signs, but how it comes together and when we start to sort of march steadily back towards recovery, I think is anybody's guess.
City Center, what kind of impact do you see so far?
It's had a positive impact. I think it's had a positive impact for a couple of reasons. One is because I think it's been so counterintuitive. There are very few places in America, the world right now, Dubai, building is the only one I can think of, has made a major investment and opened up a major new product in this market, in this horrible market. And so the national and international media attention has been remarkable. I mean, you know, I'm sure you saw that for a month there, you couldn't turn on anything and not see something at City Center. Secondly, I think why City Center is going to be successful and ultimately good for Las Vegas, it is different. It's not just another big hotel with a bunch of swell restaurants. They've gone into almost a resort urban look, and it's very it's a very convenient place, and it's a destination of its own. I think ultimately you're going to see Las Vegas become five or six destinations instead of one. And I think City Center has launched that new way of doing business in Las Vegas. So I think it's going to be very successful. It's going to help us.
Interesting results coming out of Macau. Continues to be just this boom town there. Three major properties obviously involved there. Fourth Harrah's would like to have more than just a golf course. The big trick, and I should point out for our viewers who may not be aware of this, but R&R Partners does the advertising for the Convention Authority in Las Vegas, so you're a big player there. How do you flip and bring more of the Asian business to Nevada from what you're seeing in Macau?
You know, it's not unlike what happened here in the United States when California, Arizona, the other places opened gaming casinos. We saw a blip. We saw a drop. Not a blip. It was a drop for a little while. But ultimately, Vegas and Reno provide an experience, not just gaming. And one of the things I heard a long time ago from Wayne Newton, which stuck with me, literally when I think it was either Atlantic City was opening or somebody, and Wayne Newton said, Vegas was built to host. And so no one can replicate that. Reno was built to host. No one can replicate that. So I think what you'll see with Asian visitors is actually what we're seeing with Asian visitors. They're scratching their gambling itch in Macau. They're scratching it close to home. But they still want the entire Vegas experience, the entertainment, the dining, everything that is Vegas, and the options of Vegas. So I think Vegas, ironically, for the international visitors, become more of a vacation than a getaway. They're getting away in Macau. They're vacationing in Las Vegas. So I think over the long haul, and one of the things back to City Center, if you look at the design inside, they put a lot of amenities in there that are very focused on Asians. Cozier gambling rooms, lounges, eating right off of the gambling room, being able to sit on a sofa and watch a little TV while you're, you know, taking a break from blackjack or baccarat or poker. So you're seeing some of the properties there. Encore Steve Wynn did the same thing. That appeals to the Asian customer, and what they're going to do is just try to own that customer. So MGM will move them to Macau, they'll move them to Las Vegas to take them to City Center or Bellagio. But I think that ultimately our Asian visitors will be returning in good numbers.
You know, it's interesting because the reports that come back out of Macau are that they're more interested in gambling mm-hmm. than they are in the conventions or entertainment or restaurants. In fact, the busiest areas for Las Vegas Sands are in the red area, which is right where the bathrooms and the restaurants are. And in my last trip to Las Vegas, it was interesting to go around one of the properties and see people with carts next to the tables so they didn't have to leave to be able to eat. Do we have to do something different to be able to bring that gambler in?
Yeah, I don't know that it's a matter of, yes, we do have to do some things different. But really, Sam, one of the things we have to do, and I think we're all getting better at it, is the day of open the doors and they will come is over. There's too many options. There's too many choices. We're getting better at not just knowing what the Asian customer needs and providing the service that they would want, you know, what the British customer will want. We have two major British airlines flying in Las Vegas, I think a combined seven, eight days a week. That's a lot of visitors, a lot of travelers. We have to understand their cultures. We have to understand what their entertainment needs are. We have to understand what they view as convenient, other than what we Americans view as convenience. And we have to do that even with our domestic visitors. What does the Latino market need? You know, Hispanics travel very much as families. We need to figure out a way to get to do their room reservations so that the rooms are adjoining. They don't want to be on different floors because they travel with their families. They live with their families. Understanding those cultures and creating the amenities for those cultures is very important. We've learned a lot, for example, in the last 4 or 5 years of how to correctly reserve rooms and take information from gay lesbian couples. These are the things we never used to do because it was such a wonderful 30, 40 year run. We just kept the doors open and people came. Now we've got to understand these different cultures, the different needs, and meet them, not just in our marketing, not just in lip service, but in actual hardware and actual delivery inside all the properties.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Billy Vassiliadis right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Debbie, who do you use for workers' comp? Bob and I are paying a fortune and the service is terrible.
Ever since Jerry and I've been building homes, we've used ProGroup. Come to think of it, they haven't raised our rates in 10 years. They've done background checks for us and safety training. We've saved a lot of money.
Well, Bob just added more trucks and drivers, and I think it's time for a change. I'm going to call ProGroup today. Okay, spot me.
ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
Inside local entertainment, Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year. Provided nearly $700 million to help our schools. And built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Billy Vasiliadis. He's the CEO of R&R Partners, who are the agency for the Las Vegas Convention Authority as far as tourism goes. Did we miss the boat for a long time with gay and lesbian tourism?
No, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think we underestimated the number. I don't think we knew enough about the market. Or care to know, maybe enough about the market to realize that high discretionary spend, very willing to spend money on things they find that market finds of good value and of interest, good dining, good entertainment, etc. All the stereotypes and the typecasts have been done over the years were frankly way off the mark, and it's a great market. I could tell you that there's a half a dozen Las Vegas casinos now that are either have gotten or are in the process of getting certification from national organizations to be viewed as GLBT friendly. They've got to go through a training program. They have to market in certain ways. And it has been the convention, Las Vegas Convention Authorities, it's been a key target market for the last 4 years now, and we're very happy with how it's performing.
Steve Freese, the openly gay reporter, who's a stringer for the New York Times, mm-hmm. and many other publications, wrote a piece last week where he said that he and his partner were looking for an experience, a vacation, not necessarily a gay experience, mm-hmm. but a vacation, so it's kind of interesting. The Hispanic market, too, we seem to have ignored that for so long, and now it's just this huge market. Are we taking full advantage of this?
I think we're starting to. In defense of all of us, both Reno and Vegas, marketers and casinos, it's been an elusive market, Sam. It's been an elusive market for a couple of reasons. One is, and this is interesting, I was talking to a political person about this yesterday. Hispanics, among all ethnics that come to the United States, have mainstreaming as a real immediate goal. For example, 18, 19-year-olds, I saw a survey about 4 or 5 months ago, 19-year-old Hispanics have hip-hop as their favorite music, for example. They look to mainstream and to Americanize, and then the next generation sort of starts to go back and recapture some of the traditions, the third generation, and then the traditions and flavors. We didn't understand that, and so we kept talking to people in Mexican, for example, even though we've got a lot of Guatemalans, a lot of Dominicans, a lot of really breaking down the ethnic differences and understanding the key cultural points. I said before, Hispanic, typically Hispanic tourists like to travel with families. We didn't understand that, so we didn't give them that opportunity, meaning being able to reserve a table of seven without waiting 2 hours, being able to get adjoining rooms, being able to get show tickets for seven or eight people instead of breaking them up all over the theater.
Right.
I think, but the market has also matured. It's grown. It's matured. There's more segments inside that market now. It's become more affluent, more discretionary income, sectors with more discretionary income. So I think we're probably growing up with the Hispanic market. I think we figured a lot more out about the market, and I think the Hispanic community themselves have figured out more about what they want.
Let's talk about Indian gaming. You know, I hear an awful lot of people complaining about their properties not doing well because of Indian gaming, but it isn't really truly the problem. Reinvestment in your properties and keeping your property new and exciting so people will come?
Yes, that is absolutely. 8-9 years ago, we saw a drop in gaming in Las Vegas. More than that, maybe 10 years ago now. And we went and surveyed our traditional gaming customers in Southern California, our key markets, Chicago, etc. And every one of them, every one of those markets had dramatic drops in the number of times people would visit Las Vegas. Because now that they could get gambling someplace else, someplace that's a 20-minute drive, they went and gambled there. What Vegas did in the early 2000s is expand its appeal to experience. You know, what happens or stays here, things like that. But basically to the entire experience. The property started offering more amenities, more entertainment, more dining options, more shopping options, more events, more special events, a reason to come here and not go someplace else. I mean, really, the very, very simple approach is, what can I offer that's different and gives folks a reason to come here instead of going to Cache Creek, instead of going to Foxwoods, instead of going to one of the gambling, one of the Indian destinations. I think that that's something that Reno's got to get more serious about. I think the properties here, the Convention Authority here, have to get much more focused on creating a broader appeal. This is a wonderful, wonderful destination. It should be a great destination. With Lake Tahoe, with Four Seasons.
That's one of the things that drives me crazy, I got to tell you, is that I don't care how great your Indian casino is, you don't have Lake Tahoe.
You don't have Lake Tahoe. And you don't have the opportunity to provide a variety of entertainment options, a variety of dining options across the street, within walking distance. It's something that it's a beautiful city. It's beautifully situated. And I think reinvestment here in Reno would pay off in spades.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a 24-hour break. Come back tomorrow. We're going to talk politics. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Sam always does this.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
When you get hurt at work, it'll take you by surprise. You need to act quickly. The timelines governing workers' compensation are very short. Don't let the insurance companies deny or delay your claim. Call me. I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. I'll cut through the maze of legal issues, and I'll get you what you deserve. Call me. I'll take the insurance companies on head on.
Call Kathleen Sigurdsson at 337-0300.
When your bus needs new brakes, where do you go? Where do you go when your 1970 Chevelle needs a new big block? Bob's Performance is the place to go if you see your vehicle as a valuable investment worth protecting. We offer state-of-the-art computer diagnostics, Banks Power products, and we can help improve your vehicle's gas mileage so you save at the pump.
Right now, complete brake service for only $179.99 per axle for most cars and light trucks. Bob's Performance, when quality matters, we take it to the extreme.
From people in the know to people with all the power, I'm asking the tough questions you want to hear. Watch Face to Face with me, John Ralston, weekdays at 4 on News 4.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Call today for a free consultation on how much your credit card debt can be reduced. Don't wait. Find out how much money you could be saving today.
Call 800-734-6709. That's 800-734-6709.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel as always. Vito de la Cruz is here. He's a lawyer and community activist, and Fred Locken, political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College, along with Paul Enos. Brian Sandoval came out with his plan. He says that Nevada should cut state worker and teacher pay by 4%, reduce public employee benefits, and divert money for class size reduction back to the state general fund. Those and other proposed cuts could save $542 million and were part of his plan to solve Nevada's short-term problems. Spokesman for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Rory Reid said maybe the governor left his door open last night because it seems like one of his opponents came and stole all of his budget ideas right off his desk, and that was in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Your thoughts?
My thoughts, I think that Sandoval realizes that is something that we're going to have to do. We're going to need to start making those tough decisions. Last week, you saw Steve Sisolak, Clark County Commission, have a town hall meeting, and I think about two-thirds of the people that showed up were firefighters, where they were talking about reducing benefits. Clark County, the benefits, benefits and salary for firefighters are $200,000 plus. I know Jessica Sarraza is going to be holding a similar town hall meeting up here in Northern Nevada, but I think we do need to start looking at some of these salaries and saying how far out of whack are these compared with everybody else. And we are going to have to make some cuts. When you have cuts in the private sector, you're going to have cuts in the public sector.
Fred, as your one being named here?
Yes. Well, and I think that we're making a mistake of lumping everyone together. Right. I mean, there are clearly abuses. We could go to the private sector and talk about bonuses on Wall Street, for instance. But that's not the typical banking industry. But I don't think that we should be able to draw that line. I think that if we are talking about an out-of-control economy, it's occurring both in the public and the private sector, and there needs to be an attitude adjustment across the board. But in the public sector, there are a lot of people making not a whole lot of money, and they're being caught up because of the exceptions in the list. In the university system, we see the professionals in medical school, law school, you know, used as somehow the standard for what all of us are making, and that's just not the reality. So I think that it's important that we work with really solid data and with the comprehensive data to understand that a lot of state workers aren't getting rich on this. They're doing a great job for the state. We have fewer state workers than any other state, so we're running on a highly efficient basis. We need accountability, but we need some balance in the discussion.
I tend to agree that we should the public workforce together, and especially with when it comes to the educational field. Studies over and over indicate that the less that you invest in education from elementary on through college levels, the more that society pays for the lack of skilled workers. And if we don't continue to invest in that sector, we're going to have a population that is not adequately educated, adequately skilled to work. I know the economy now is less, but to take an across the board look at cutting salaries for teachers and for professors and in college and in educational workers, I think is wrongheaded on so many different levels.
Vito, I would love it if money were the solution, but it's not. Kenny Gwynn was probably our biggest supporter of education as governor. He funded education better than any of our other previous governors, at least in my generation. Mm-hmm. And you have seen the quality of education since there was that infusion of money in our state go down compared to other states. I mean, that's what's frustrating to me. If it was more money, it'd be great, but it's not about money. It's about how we deliver education to our students.
But it's apples and oranges, and it's realizing the challenges that Nevada education, whether it's K-12 or above, faces, unlike any other state. Right. We're the Ellis Island of the 21st century. We inherit every other state's problems, which have really given us some severe challenges in K-12. The graduation rate, these administrators, these teachers work very hard every day to try to fix this system. More money actually would help some of these issues that they face. But in this climate, I think we have to attach accountability with it. We need to have deliverables. But you're talking about Kenny doing this in like 2003, right. 2005, you've only had a few years to even begin to see the money begin to make a difference in some of the retention rates.
Well, when you look at the NAEP scores, the eighth grade scores, the national assessment test that all the eighth graders have to take. It's not like SAT where it's self-selected. They have to take it, and I may have these backwards, but in the last 10 years, in our reading score, we've gone down 16 slots in the state rankings, and in our reading, we've gone down 20. And I'm sorry, when you look at money, money does not solve the issue. There needs to be a concerted effort by the parents, and we do need more accountability in the classrooms as well. And, you know, you can't leave the students out on this either.
No, of course not. I mean, it takes a multifaceted approach to raising educational levels across the board. But it is, you're cutting your nose off to spite your face if you start cutting back on educational funding. In order to make those deliveries efficient, yes, you need accountability from the classroom to the home to the students. I absolutely agree. However, if you end up increasing class sizes to the levels that they were back in the 1960s, you're not going to have the attention that's required to deliver those services to the students.
Well, and I think there's another factor in there as well, which is that not every kid has parents that can be involved.
Absolutely.
In their schooling, and that's tragic and unfortunate, but it's a reality, and that certainly goes along to affecting the test scores.
It takes a village to be successful in this process.
And somebody famous said that.
Yes.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, if you want the show on the go to iTunes and you can download the show to your iPod free of charge from iTunes. On our next broadcast, part two of my interview with Billy Vassiliadis. We'll talk politics right here.